We just come in with a new beginning, right here at Carib Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Thank you for listening.
Carib Voice Radio.
Believe it.
You're listening to Carib Voice Radio, and this is Spirituality in the Mix this Sunday. Acknowledge God within you. It's a huge conversation. It's filled with fear. It's filled with hurt, pain, anxiety, and all of those negative progressions that really has nothing to do with acknowledging the God within you, or God within you, rather. We've read the stories. We've opened up King James Version enough time to know and understand that we are seeking justice for our spirit. We want to know why we are here. We want to strengthen the value of our collectiveness. And it's not easy. One of the most difficult things is for people to pull all of the essence in conversation into the room to acknowledge their deity. I'm excited about being a procreator. It releases me from all types of dogma related to religion and focuses me. It focused me on the core of my value in front of the living God. I know. I go out on a limb sometimes and it's difficult. I can't accept stupidity that has become a profession. I have to look at freedom and my value in a totally different way. And yes, I'm going to make some enemies. Some of my friends are going to leave me. They will also announce that they're going to pray for me, because they're comfortable not paying attention to truth. Truth does not apologize for its existence. It's perpetual. I don't know how long I've been speaking to this artist. I've never met her. She comes and goes. I think it's the love that draws her in. And I mean really love. I'm not talking about sex. It's a different story. I think that's become too complicated over time. And I have to put that in there as a conversation for people to recognize the difference. You are so special, each and every one of you. I don't have to keep telling you that. Sometimes you don't even want to hear from me. Matter of fact, I don't even want to hear from you sometimes, because it means I have to work harder. But now I'm looking at smarter. And I want you to think about you, the individual, that becomes the collective. Each and every one starts out alone, but you're not necessarily lonely. You have experiences that pull you into the center of the room and give you the opportunity to experience other people. That's exactly what God wanted for you. And you can test it. I want for you to test it, because I'm tired of hearing he and she and God. I want for you to stop and think about your value as a procreator. It was the original plan of action. We look at problems as being problematic. And sometimes problems can be the solution, because it gives you enough evidence to take a look at what needs to be done. What is the problem? What is wrong? How do we fix it? And we can't fix it through religion. We have to fix it through our heart. And I don't mean the physical heart. I mean the spirit of imagination, the magic of who we are, as one of my friends would say. Good friend. Sometimes you have friends and you don't get the good. But you have to go out and do enough for goodness to show up in your life and in your space. I know people say sometimes I'm cryptic, but I want you to pause and recognize that you're the most powerful asset currently existing in the universe and living on a planet we call Earth. This is no joke. This is no emotional concession for you to feel comfortable in dogmas and political stupidity, spiritual stupidity. There's a lot of that. I want for you to take a chance on you and what you imagine daily, weekly, monthly, yearly, multiplied 10, 20, 30, 40, up to 70 times. Because in terms of the book you read that you associate your belief system with, that says that's what how much time you have on the earth, technically. But we don't know what calendar we're looking at, so we can't really say, yeah, it's the new calendar. But what we can say is that we experience our original value in so many different ways. And what we understand as a value is that we need to begin to acknowledge that we have the most power. We have a kaleidoscope of power in our imagination and our reality that suggests that we are procreators with God. And it's time that we stand up and deliver, because every single person, and I have said it, every single nation across the world, and please don't hate me. Think about it for a minute. Consider it. Every nation stands on a promissory note. Usually a lot of it is associated with culture and land. And a lot of times we go to war over it. And we have a belief system that we need to investigate when we're looking at that. If we're talking restoration of God and man, we have to ask, what was the problem in the first place? Why do we need a restoration? Why don't we understand that we have to acknowledge the God within us? Because we have that original blueprint, if you will. We express ourselves in so many different ways. It's just a joy to watch expressionism as we look at how we will create the new model that is us. How will we create the new model that allows us to communicate? I enjoy reading literature. I enjoy the stories that are told, because they allow you to have expression, to understand that the things that went before you are relevant now. We need to examine how we think about ourselves. It is scary. I look out and I see expressionism across the world through art, music, entertainment, edutainment, relationships. And I mentioned a young lady earlier because I've had this song for such a long time, and I played it over and over again, and I was thinking as I was thinking about this show, and I said, love is the answer. Love is the answer for you to understand how you can acknowledge God within you. It's the only cause and effect principle that is sustainable. Everything else is based on a promissory note. Even money is a promissory note. And in some nations, they don't accept your promissory note because they don't like you. Or economically, it's not a value. And many, many more things. But we can go into socialization, we can go into a lot of different things, but today people are tired. I'm tired too, but I'm excited. It's kind of an exciting tiredness if that ever existed. I'm going to play this song for you by this young lady that I mentioned. Alicia Cohen. She doesn't know I'm doing it, but she's going to get excited. Or she'll get mad. And either way, we'll forgive each other. Let's listen to it. Stay tuned. Keep us on the lock. Yeah.
Calling his phone up just to tell him how much I really love him, cause he's everything I want. He listens to me, he cares for me, so I truly believe.
This is the genius of love for God and man. And it has a reggae beat. Yeah! Curb Voice Radio, the edutainment station. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. It's important for us to understand that what that looks like when you have a topic. When you are looking to acknowledge, you're acknowledging God within you. The key master for that acknowledgement, you open the door with absolute love. No stories, no excuses, because it allows you to benefit very fast. It's powerful. I know there have been many conversations where there's so much separation. There's too much separation between religion, Godism, music. People are crying in the wilderness and they create music. And the church, as it is now, is not listening. They want to listen, but they don't understand it because the leadership has an issue too. I'm not judging. I'm just telling you what over 30 years of experience continually over different religions, over different conversations locally in the Caribbean, out of the Caribbean, has taught me. And it begins its journey back all the time. You cannot ignore the music of the artist crying in the wilderness. We are all looking to be sanctified and declared spiritually gifted. Because that's what we are and who we are. Do you understand what it means to be given a gift? You give gifts at Christmas and other holidays, but you don't acknowledge the value of gift giving. You need to acknowledge your gift as God's main goal, representing absolute value, absolute determination, absolute love. That's what it is, absolute. We can change the negative progression in our society if we acknowledge our deity and seek consciously on how we're going to interact with each other, forgive each other, have dialogue. The goal of social media and applications, apps, text you, message me. All of that is wonderful. I will not say it's not, because people are busy trying to make money, trying to earn, and they need an essential service. But that's not all there is. When you acknowledge God, even the whole notion of using these applications, you don't get to see how they work, but they work. Because the science of God and man is at work inside of these applications. You thunk it was possible. You worked hard creating the science using the mathematics. And you created options. But you became too complacent. They are support mechanisms. You are still the key master, human beings. I know some people are going to get mad at me. But you can't sit there and let things happen and not empower. Why are we going to college? Why are we teaching students how to win? Why are we posting all of these different behavioral models that represent the search for acknowledgement of our value? And then we say, no, don't do that. We don't want the class system to work constantly against us. I have nothing against the class system. You can manage it if you understand your value. And that is the goal of you understanding your value, to manage all of the inequities that have been put before you for your consumption that you don't necessarily have to consume. Because when you acknowledge your procreative rights, when you understand that God lives inside of you, as an activation, as an application for you to use, then you're going to have a lot of fun with God. You're going to have a nice time. You don't start talking about Soka being a negative progression in community, because everything is driven by motive. The only variable difference between reggae, Soka, and every other artist or art form is the motive of the individual, how they use it as a complacency. Another song I have for you, that I studied this song. A few years ago, someone said to me, I think you're kissing up to the artist. I don't kiss up to anyone. I look at what is real and I utilize it based on your permission. Because it has value. In order for you to discover your value, you have to live, you have to become alive, you have to feel what living looks like. as you investigate your acknowledgement of the God within you. You have to learn how it pops off. A lot of times people are mad about the music because of the motive. That's what's wrong. Don't walk up. Don't play that song. It's not good. I have arguments with people all the time because I'm tired. I've been tired for 30 years. Over 30 years. And I need to be able to express what is real so that the people who are hurting can change and acknowledge their value as a procreate of the living God. The prime force and the prime energies of the universe, that is God. The uniqueness of the expressionism of God lives inside of your presence. Look at you. Go get a mirror. You have an autonomic nervous system that does not require instruction. That's why it's an autonomic nervous system that propels your critical services, your essential services for breathing and all the other pieces that allow you to live. It is so uniquely designed that you don't even have to think about it. I just used part of that. I took a breath. I like a lot of the artists, and I really appreciate their work. It's hard work. That's why I support them in what they do. Some of them don't like me, but I'm not here to be liked necessarily. It's not personal. I had to acknowledge my role on the planet, and I decided, you know what? It keeps coming at me. So let me just apply what I know. Let me just do what needs to be done. No excuses, no apologies. I don't care what school I went to. I don't care what professor liked me or disliked me. I'm doing what my calling is because that's my procreative right. Hello. Get it? Someone said I'm stern. Yes, I am stern. But I'm also a pretty good guy. If I believe in you, I'm going to be stern because I want to get your attention. And if I don't get your attention the first time out, I'll get your attention 20, 21, 22, 23 years later. Even if I'm not around, my words will still yield, pound for pound, what is necessary for you to understand. My example here is that if I say earlier, love is important, and you don't have love, if you suffer, love shows up. When you suffer, love shows up, shows out, and becomes consistent. Study yourself to show yourself approved. And have a good time. Let's listen to this other tune, Soca. They say Soca is not good. Come on, man. Stop talking crap and listen to the expressionism that turns into love. 8 years ago. 8 years ago, approximately, this song was created, produced. It's an interesting conversation. Listen to the words. Forget the motive of the behavior that you have expressed or have been expressed to you through performances that not everyone is having the same idea of negative progression. You're not going to hear this kind of music. You're not going to hear this kind of interpretation any place in the world because this is the Edutainment Station. having joy. You understand the day that you woke up was a beautiful day. He's talking about personal responsibility. Whatever you do, you're going to do. We can't force you to do anything, not even God. But God created a provision. It's called a prodigal journey. You go, you do what you got to do, you come back, you answer for what you didn't pay attention to. He wants to work and feel so alive. No regrets. Are we talking soca gospel here inside of 24/7 in the edutainment station? I think this guy has been doing this for 30 years? 3 generations of powerful music, and you say it's no good? It doesn't support, you don't want to buy it? What's wrong with you? You're living inside of this song, 2012. You have COVID-19 in 2020. This should be in your collection. Taking control as a procreator, the value aspirations, encouraging some wonderful, supersonic, sophisticated sustainability. I know some of you are mad at me because I'm disturbing the music, but I want you to listen. I want you to listen to the lyrics. Celebration. You spend more time on your cell phone than you speak to any of your local people. You're always on your cell phone. It's a negative progression. You know how many billions of people died chasing their phones since it was put together? It's not a negative product. It's how you behave. You can't care what people say. That's an opinion. They opt in into your conversation to either help or hurt your personal truth. You need to check it out. Enjoy your life. It's powerful. Smell around you, breathe, enjoy creation in its majesty. Here's why, because when you don't do your portion of responsibility, creation trembles because of your ineptitude. Go test it. you expect the norm, don't listen to Carb Voice Radio. We're not normal. We are sophisticated and moving beyond the norm. This is edutainment. You're being educated and you're being entertained. I know some of you want more of this, but we've come to the end of our show. And I'm going to do a song to close out that people love. And I'm telling you, it's over in this session, but not forever. Yeah. Biggie Irie, compliments of Starry Productions. Listen to the beat. The rhythm matters. The rhythm is so good that you can carry more than one tune on the same rhythm. Oh yeah, you're never going to hear this conversation any place in the world except right on the Edutainment Station. And as a spirituality in the mix, a lot of people not paying attention. Pause a moment and just say this, huh? But this is a very special day. Just we got word that Toots Hibbert, a founder of reggae, who coined the term for the music genre and helped build it into an international movement, died on Friday. He was 77. Interesting. I want to take this moment to thank him for his contribution to the art form and to the music. It's the one genre of music that has transformed every race, creed, color, nationality, and spiritual origin around the world. He was in a medically induced coma at a Kingston hospital since early this month. We thank you for your contribution to reggae and edutainment, because we do educate a lot of people when it comes to reggae. Soca. Ska. The pain and the power of the classics. Jazz. And more. This is Carb Voice Radio coming your way live. We just come in with a new beginning, right here on Carrot Voice Radio, the Edutainment Station. Thank you for listening.
Carrot Voice Radio.
Believe.